playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Can't wait.
Welcome in and hello from where we are to where you are. This is the Bag Clan Fantasy Football Podcast. Wednesday, December 13th, 6:30 p.m. I am Blake, your host, joined by Just Rob tonight. Hi, Just Rob. Tyler had a delay in an appointment, so he was unable to make it for us tonight. But who cares? It's going to be a short show anyway. Welcome into the playoff primer, week one of the playoffs. Congrats to those who made it. Suck it. You suck and you're terrible and you should try to rethink your entire philosophy for those who didn't make it. Rob, how you feeling going to the playoffs?
You know what? Feeling good to make it this year after a 2-year absence. And again, to add to those who didn't make it, as Nate would say, draft better.
All right. Like I said, a short show for you guys tonight. We're still going to go over some of our transactions from the waivers that ran. Get a gut check going in here sometime.
A little news and notes, too.
Go through our news and notes.
Yeah.
And then hit through our only two matchups that matter. And we're not even going to mention any other teams that are not in those two matchups because currently they don't matter at all.
No, but I guess we can mention the two teams that have buys this week. Who are they?
I don't know what you said, Rob. I had my computer muted.
That was an accident.
So I was trying to fix something and make sure that no sound erroneously got onto the podcast. And I looked back and you were just looking at me, not moving your mouth. So,
okay. You can snip this out.
I'm not gonna.
Okay. All I said was we could mention the two teams that have a bye this week. Chuck is not playing and Nick not playing.
No, we're not, I don't care.
And the rest don't matter. Okay, fine. Then let's just go into it. News and notes time.
Knock, knock. Who's there? The news.
All right. Not a ton of injuries that I really want to go over because it's not going to affect a ton of teams. But I do want to talk about, first and foremost, the injury, the report for tomorrow's football, Thursday night. It is Chargers-Raiders. Is that right?
Yes.
Nailed it. I'm looking at the teams right here, so I don't know why I asked the question. But big one, Rob. Keenan Allen ruled out. I don't think that affects anybody in this week's matchup.
No. Nick has Keenan Allen, so he can weather the storm this week, but I mean, the problem for him going forward is that Stick is the quarterback. So that's, you know, a problem there. But yeah, it doesn't hurt anything this week.
Yeah. And I mean, the others, Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs on the Raiders side, questionable going into this game. Illness for Davante Adams and a quad injury for Josh Jacobs. They're also not on either teams that are playing. Or no, they're on Eagles Fly. You're there in your flex.
Yeah. So, okay. So, for illness, players who have illnesses during the week, they put him that way. This is Wednesday. He will be fine by the time the game comes around. So, I'm not worried about that. Jacobs, I would be worried about. But, again, he's on a team that nobody cares about. So, it doesn't make any difference. But he may not play. And also, there's a little, what's his name? O'Connell or whatever? Aiden O'Connell. Is that the quarterback now?
Yes.
For the Raiders. If he plays terrible, Jimmy G's coming back.
Yeah.
Is what I heard today. So Davante Adams would love that because Aiden O'Connell hasn't been great. But he does throw to him about half the time. So I guess it doesn't really matter for Adams. But Adams will be fine.
All right. The other injury I wanted to mention, just because it was the one that I noticed while scrolling quickly through an injury list, Taysom Hill missed last week for the Saints.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we kind of saw partially that, and if you compare that game with other games of this season, Taysom Hill affects the way this offense moves quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Does Taysom Hill being out again affect you negatively in your fantasy considerations going into the playoffs?
I mean, it affects it for that whole team. I mean, more so, not really fantasy-wise, other than, you know, teams don't have to worry about him so they can concentrate on any of the players on that team. From a football standpoint, it means the Saints aren't nearly as dynamic or good, which they're neither one of those things anyway. But you take Taysom Hill out, and it makes them an even worse team. It means the Falcons were probably going to win that division is what it means. There's one injury that could be a thing this week. I don't know. He came back in the game. But Tyreek Hill missed a good portion of that game. And, you know, you come back in, you get the adrenaline and all that. But we haven't heard. He's questionable. We haven't heard how much his ankle is swollen. I know people were surprised he came back in, period. So we'll see, but that would be a big blow because that is a player that's on a team playing in the playoffs. So we'll have to see how that goes. The news of that will greatly transform the matchup here.
Right. All right, so moving into some news, I've got injury-related news. Justin Jefferson told reporters that he's officially going to play this week. He was back shortly last week and then took a shot to the chest and then was missed the rest of the game. They said it was not a serious injury.
Yeah, two catches in and he got hit. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I get it because they're in contention for a wild card berth, but boy, it just seems like he might be snake bit this year. We'll see. I mean, he comes back and puts up a good week, you know, a good performance this week, then, you know, all is forgiven. But boy, if he gets hurt again, gets hit in the chest again, and he's out, it's just like he just might as well sit out the rest of the year.
Maybe we were just a week early on calling the Justin Jefferson return on the DFS because that was our play last week.
It sure was. And watch him. Yeah, and we won't do it this week. And watch him go banana nuts. Yeah. That would be the thing. So,
Nick Mullins is named the Vikings starter after Josh Dobbs gets the bench last week.
Yeah, which makes sense. I mean, they didn't bring in Dobbs to be the starter. They brought him to kind of be the bridge until Nick got back, because he was due to be back within a couple weeks of Dobbs coming over. And then Dobbs all of a sudden like did a crazy thing and won two games. And they're like, all right, maybe we got lightning in a bottle. And they didn't realize they had a turd in a bottle. You even said it, I think, on the weekend, Blake, that it's like, it's the same thing that happened in Arizona. He started out great and then turned into a turd. It's like, that's exactly what he's done everywhere he's been, which is why he's been with so many teams. People wonder, like, why has he been with so many teams when he does well? Because he does good for a game or two, and then he's awful. Then the real Dobbs comes shining through. It's because he's an alien. It's because he can only acclimate to human activity for two games. And then after that, the alien part comes through, and he's terrible. So that's what happens when you're from Mars or Venus or wherever the hell he's from. Jupiter, I guess, because it's gaseous. So hair doesn't grow. I don't know. That's the problem with him. So yes, it's Nick Mullins. I hope everybody loved my rant.
I for one enjoyed it quite a bit because it bought me time.
Beautiful.
This is some news that I want to spend, you know, more than a couple minutes debating with you. I'm going to bring it up, and then I want you to tell me what you've heard.
Okay.
The word is Belichick is no longer attached to the New England Patriots. The decision was made back when they were in Germany.
Okay.
Where is that coming from? What do you take on that one?
I mean, I've heard it from two different sources. It was reported both on ESPN and CBS Sports. Not related, obviously. I also think I saw it on, did I see it on Spotify? I think I saw it on Spotify too, as an alert. Though Spotify just gets their alerts from other people. It's not like they have Spotify reporters. Or not Spotify, excuse me.
Sleeper.
God, they both begin with S. Sorry. Sleeper.
You said Spotify four times.
I did. They both begin with S. What do you want from me? So that's where I heard it. I heard it today, and I was like, oh, shit. That's a thing, and it makes sense because it just seems like it was a while ago that this happened. And even the report said the win this last week doesn't make any difference. This is what they're doing. What have you heard?
So I was just trying to look back and get the name of the guy who released the information, who leaked, or not leaked, is the wrong word. But the beat guy that said all this from New England, I was trying to verify his name, but
who could do
there
it?
There it is, Tom Curran.
Okay.
He reported that the New England Patriots are moving on from Bill Belichick after this season, and the decision was made back when it was made.
Yes.
After listening to the discussion, and I heard it debated at length on the Pat McAfee show today, and I'm not going to repeat everything they say. But the quote that I recall that Tom Curran reported is saying that he heard from valuable sources that told him that the decision was made, but when they were in the know at the time. So it doesn't sound like it's all that confident of a report. So I don't know. And knowing, you know, Bill Belichick and the Robert Kraft relationship over the years, I mean, there hasn't been a Patriots coaching dilemma in my lifetime that I can remember. So I would feel pretty safe in saying I wouldn't truly believe anything until you hear that Kraft and Belichick are discussing something. They go in a room, that's where it's going to be decided. And I think that all the reporting is just kind of hearsay.
Yeah, I mean, I think based on where the team's at, that's probably what's going to happen. It's a better than 50% odd. However, if all of a sudden, with Zappe in there, now they won their last game. Granted, it was, you know, whatever it is. If they went out for whatever crazy reason somehow, I don't think that's possible. But let's say they do. Then they have to make a different decision. You know what I'm saying? All decisions are fluid with new information. So I believe that the current report is probably true based on the November, you know, that was a low point in Germany where New England, didn't they just get their shit pushed in by, I don't even remember who they were playing, but it really doesn't matter. I think at that time it was probably within team circles that he was just like, Kraft might've been fed up. And maybe now, after this win and Zappe looking a little okay, like a actual quarterback, maybe if they continue this, it'll change. If they lose out, maybe he'll stick with that. But I don't think anything that's decided in November is going to necessarily be what's the true thing in January. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation.
If it came to pass. It would be end of an era because he's been there forever. And then who you're going to bring in, what you need to do, if you're going to do it, you need to hire a GM, hire a coach that's not the GM, because I will tell you what, as much as Belichick, you can say it was Brady, you can say it was Belichick, you can say it was a combo, whatever. He has been miserable as a GM. Miserable. They cannot draft for shit. Free agents, they do really good on, but they do not draft very well. And that's been over and over borne out by the people that they draft and that have turned out to be toilet players. So, Mac Jones included.
So, where would he go? Like, if it's in the world that is officially at the end of the season, at the end of the 2023 season, he's done with New England. He's not going to stop coaching. So, no, who would not?
Him? Well, like anybody. Any of these, like, I've heard from a lot of people, including Adam Scheffler, there'll be as many as 10 openings this year.
Okay, so let me rephrase
any of those players.
Where would he want to go? Because obviously he's going to want.
Okay, so that's different. Where would he want to go? San Diego would be perfect for him. If he could go over there and have a guy, have a running back like Austin Eckler, have a quarterback like, help me out.
What's up? Sorry.
Singer. quarterback for San Diego. I'm having a brain fart.
Really? Justin Herbert. Christ
Justin Christ. Herbert. I which wanted to say
news, which is another news point. Broken finger surgery out for the year.
All I could think of in my brain was Justin Fields, and I knew that was Chicago. And I was like, Justin Herbert. God dang. Why do you have two first names for your name, idiot? Anyway, to have that, I mean, that would be like amazing. So I think that would be his first spot that he would want to go. I mean, I would think that the Commanders would make a big play for him. Keep him on the East Coast. Yes. A lot of in league circles, the Commanders is a very prime job. You've got a new owner that you can go in and say, and especially if you're a football guy, you're like, dude, if Belichick went there, he would get a lot of control that he might not get with other teams because the owner's brand new. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You don't have a great quarterback there. You have an aging receiver in McLaurin. You're tight.
McLaurin's
end.
Only 26, 27. He's not aging.
Aging. I mean, also aging out of usage. You just sold your defense. I don't know.
Yeah, but you got picks for it. Of course, he's not good at making picks. So, anyway, my first choice, if I was him, I'm not him, but I would say not Los Angeles. Sorry, whatever.
All right. Well, that's unless you got anything else to add on that. That's all I really wanted to talk about.
No, that's
as
golf.
Far as
let's
our
move
news
on.
And notes. Let's get into the transactions.
This shit's unbelievable. I checked the accounts receivable. It's inconceivable to think that you would fuck with me on the brink of my transactions.
All right, transactions are going to be short this week. There wasn't very many. I do want to have a conversation, Rob, in the off season. I heard it brought up today, I believe on the Fantasy Footballers podcast, on teams not in the playoffs being allowed or not allowed to make waiver claims.
I mean,
because especially if there's nothing to play for, because we don't play for draft picks or for any kind of consolation prize, really. Every award that we have is decided at the end of the regular season, and then it's just playoffs. Right. So I just, because there's really no point. There's no point to do it. And then it can bring up the conversation of, well, did this guy actively want me to lose?
Just do it to block somebody or whatever. Yeah. I mean,
or is he colluding with my opponent? Because I obviously needed a running back, for example, and he picked up the best one on the market for no reason. I just, it's not something that we can allow or disallow now, but something to discuss in the offseason. Maybe crowdsource some opinions on that.
Oh, I mean, so probably, I'm just going to say this, probably next year, we've had a $30 fee in our league since it started, for what, 9 years?
10 or 11?
Whatever it is. I'm probably raising it $5 next year. And we're probably going to add a little spiff of something for the toilet bowl, the other little thing, to keep people involved. So they can win a little of their entry feedback. I haven't decided what that's going to be, but it'll be something. So next year it won't matter because there'll be a reason to want to keep playing because you'll get something. Probably off the top of my head, it's probably going to be half your money back. That would be a thing that if you don't make it, because right now third place in points gets your money back. You know what I'm saying? Gets your $30 back is the way it's been. So if I increase it, that goes 35, everybody else goes up, and the leftover funds go to give maybe 15 or 20, something like that to the winner of the shit bowl.
Well, while we're talking about
I don't think it'll be a moot point going forward.
Okay, well, while we're talking about it, we were also discussing in, you know, behind doors here of also increasing the money to fund Spotify Premium for the podcast.
Okay.
Because right now we're recording in segments of 40 minutes of recording time.
Yeah.
That's also why for those listening, that's why we gauged interest a few weeks ago of who actually listens. Is it worth adding this edition or is it worth even doing the podcast continuously? So that's going to be something we talk about. But I do think that pretty decided that the fees are going to go up.
Yeah. At least at 35, maybe to 40. I mean, most leagues are 50, so we're still cheaper than most leagues. I mean, it's worth it. So stick around, guys. But to answer your question, if we were to stay the same format, let's pretend that none of that I said counted, and we're staying the same format, I could see the argument for saying, hey, you've missed the playoffs, and the toilet bowl doesn't really matter. So, but you still, I mean, there's still, you still have a matchup. So you still should be able to get players.
But it means nothing.
It means nothing, but that doesn't matter.
It does something. No, it does
it
matter.
Means something though. To that player. It means well, something to that player.
That's the argument.
That is the argument.
You're playing for nothing, so you should be you should be barred from making any.
I don't know, because there's many a time there. So like last year, I finished last in the regular season.
Yes.
But I won the playoff thing, however, and I finished seventh. Single, technically,
every single one of your opponents didn't set a lineup.
No, that was untrue. They set lineups.
So it's not like they, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I see the pros and cons of both. I'm not going to outlaw anybody from doing anything in this league.
So. And I'm not advocating for it either. I just there's a debate to be had.
There is, and I'm glad you brought it up because it is a discussion. But we're going to curtail that next year by offering money for whoever wins whoever finishes seventh.
Allegedly.
I'm doing it. I'm 100% doing it.
And that has to pass the council and the co-commissioner, which is myself. So
yeah. We'll see. And you already said it was fine, so it's passed. We're doing that next year.
You putting words in my mouth?
Yeah. I'm your elder. You are listening to me.
Okay. Well, I'm the one who sets the league every year, so whatever.
I'm going to set it next year. Don't worry about it.
The last time you said it, you didn't randomize the matchup, so it was just repeat from the year before. And
you randomized them this year, so I don't know what to tell you about that.
Yeah. Because I did better than you. Whatever.
He digs.
Moving on. Next. Some waivers were made. Most of them don't matter. T-Bags added two defenses for $1. The Rams and the Raiders. He also added Deonta Foreman. Rob, you added the Broncos D. Tubby did some stuff. And I couldn't care less about what he did.
Right. Yeah, nobody cares. I will tell you, I added the Broncos D for Kansas City has good matchups except one. And the week they don't, I think it's week. Like 17, which is the last week of our, if I got that far, Denver has a pretty sweet matchup. So if I get to the championship, that's what I picked him up for giggles. I had a spot. Fuck it.
All right. That's all. That's it. There's been mainly defense. Yeah. Depth defense is added. I added a defense after the waivers ran, claimed the Bengals, because I'm not a huge fan of the Cowboys defense against Miami this week. So. That is all, but real quick. Oh, no.
Nope. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, gosh. Wait for the ad, guys. I forgot to do the thing.
Fine. Don't worry about it.
All right. We just got to, you know, go ahead and do this. Oop.
Get a check.
There we go. It's the gut check. Rob, what you drinking tonight?
Elijah Craig. On ice.
Excellent. I am having a similar beverage. It is Old Granddad bourbon, 114 proof. Splash a little bit of amaretto because it is strong.
Yeah. My Elijah Craig, only 94 proof. So, Blake, getting hammered quicker.
I win once again. All righty. Let's get into our matchups, and since I played the playoff bumper before,
yeah,
we can just do this one.
Do it.
Go Bulldogs!
Yeah, Bulldogs!
Wow.
Not so fast!
Alrighty, our first matchup this week we're going to go over is the 7-7 Corn Wieners carrying the 5 seed, I believe.
Yes.
Up against the Fly Eagles Fly with a 9-5 record. Rob, you were the 4 seed?
I am, yes.
Nailed it. Didn't even have it pulled up in front of you guys. That's just professionalism at its best.
That is good.
So yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to look through the Corn Wieners team. I'm going to list down the starting lineup as it sits, and then I'm just going to go through what it is. And then Rob, you'll take over your team. Same deal.
Okay.
So winners, I've got Sam Howell at the Rams, Saquon Barkley and Rashad White, both on the road this week. New Orleans and Green Bay, respectively. Brandon Ayuk is at Arizona for the receiver with Tyreek Hill carrying that questionable home against the Jets. So, that's a bad matchup and a unsure. I mean, ankle Tyreek Hill with an ankle injury is not exciting at all, especially just 1 week out. Pat Freiermuth, tight end at Indianapolis. The flexes in here, Chris Olave and Noah Brown, and then the Saints D. I don't feel great about this lineup because of the injury concerns. First time looking at it, I actually actively hate this lineup. there's not good player matchups. The players are good. Players are great. I mean, they got you here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the matchups are...
And Hill had a good game the last time they played the Jets. He had over 100. But yeah, it's the injury that's the thing.
Jordan Addison at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's not a great passing defense, so I might plug him in here instead of Noah Brown. Noah Brown played last week, had 5 targets, no catches at the Jets. Granted, it was a terrible game, but in the same game, Zach Wilson threw for over 300. So Stroud should have been able to figure it out. Also, Stroud potentially, I haven't looked into it. Concussion protocol?
Yes. Hasn't been cleared yet that I know of.
Yeah, so that could be another wrench. I would get Noah Brown out of this lineup immediately. Kincaid against Dallas. I mean, you're at home. Indianapolis has been they've been an up and down defense. I don't really know what to do there.
Yeah. I mean, I will say Indianapolis is 22nd against tight ends, where Dallas is 12th. And Kincaid has a questionable tag, so that's probably why he's doing that. Yeah.
No, I like it. I mean, the Steelers, you would think, under normal management, after a down game last week and upset, that they would try to come out and, you know, do something on offense. But okay. I don't know what's going on over there. It's opposite world. Jake Browning against Minnesota. I might play him instead of Sam Howell. He's the hot hand. He's been producing for you. That Bengals team seems rejuvenated, and they're all behind the young guy. Sam Howell at the Rams. I don't like that matchup for Sam. They just went toe-to-toe with the Ravens. You think the Redskins are better or worse than the Ravens?
I mean, obviously, the Ravens are better. And Howell's just so hit or miss. So, like you said, he could put up 303 touchdowns, or he could shit the bed. So it's hard. But it's hard to trust a guy like Browning, who has 2 games under his collar, you know, against a Minnesota team that is playing decent defense. But they are at home. So,
yeah, I mean, I think that
it's tough. It's tough.
Jacksonville and Indy might be better, if not on the same playing field as Minnesota. And Browning scored you more than 36 both games. So, I don't know. That's where I'd go. So, Rob, what do you think about what's your team sitting at?
All right. So, I got Hurts at Seattle. I love that. Seattle hasn't done anything on defense. McCaffrey gets to Arizona. Arizona is we know about Arizona. They are like literally the 32nd or 31st against the run. So I love that. Right now I have Ty Chandler in. That's assuming that Madison doesn't play. Because if Madison doesn't play, Cincinnati is, you know, upper bad against the run. A.J. Brown, love it. With the stack. Waddle. All right. So Waddle, we're playing against the Jets, but the last time they played the Jets, he did very well. And especially if Tyreek Hill is out, boom. Hockenson, Cincinnati is the worst team against tight ends. So I love that. Zay Flowers, fine. Jacksonville's not good. Devontae Adams, like I said, he'll play. And the Chargers are terrible against receivers. And the Chiefs playing New England, give me a break. So I love my matchups this week. Everybody has a super plus matchup except Waddle, but he did great against the Jets last time. And if Tyreek doesn't play for whatever reason, he's the number one. So I'm fine with what I got.
All right. Anything else on your bench here?
I mean, the big thing.
Drake London at Carolina.
I mean, London Okay, so London coming off the ginormous game, right, where he had like 170 yards or some gross thing. Carolina is really good against the pass. Now, granted, the last time they played Carolina was week one. But he got a donut.
Yeah.
So it's just really hard to play him above any of the people I have that have these awesome matchups. You know what I'm saying?
If Davante Adams doesn't play or is going to be limited because of his illness.
I don't think he will, but yes, of course, if he does, then I would put him in, but I don't think that that's a thing. The biggest thing is Dak Prescott, who has been on goddamn fire.
Yeah.
But I'm playing Hurts against Seattle because Seattle's garbage on defense. And Dak Prescott has been amazing balls at home. At Buffalo, I don't know what the weather's going to be like. That Buffalo defense is good.
Buffalo defense is not that good.
They are not good against the run, but they're 11th against a quarterback. And Dak has not, for all that he's been during this streak, has not been great on the road. The team has been good, but like even at Carolina, who's a garbage team, he only posted 22 points in fantasy.
He also didn't need to then.
He didn't need to, correct.
His best game was at Philly.
At Philly?
41.5, but that was also, 5 weeks ago.
Right. So it's hard to say that. It's hard for me to do it.
All right. Are you ready to pick them?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's have dice go first. I'm not going to mark anything down. Tyler's going to have to listen to the podcast to keep the record up.
We got an 8.
That'll be the wieners.
All right. Dice is going wieners. We have Tyler's pick.
Oh, we do. Let me pull that up really quick.
Tyler is going me.
Yeah, but did he give you a reason?
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
Rob to win with CMC and Brown having good matchups. Oh, and Hawk has a great matchup as well. It might be with a new QB. Oops, all bad matchups for Sam. Rob in a landslide. So basically what I was saying, and the dice is going to be alone because I'm taking you, and I'm sure you're taking yourself.
I am going to take myself, though I have had two really lackluster weeks in a row. I hope my guys play up to, as you said to somebody, was it in a chat or whatever? It's like, hey, I would just love people to play up to what they are projected.
Yeah. You know,
it would be nice for my team to play up to their projections. I'm worried they won't, but I'm going to take it just because I do have really good matchups. And if somehow I lose, whatever.
All right. We'll be back on the other side or back into the next matchup after this.
Transition music. Generic transition music. This is the music that plays in the background. Generic transition music.
Have you ever wanted to grind the infinite curve? To kickflip into the unknown? From the makers of Saran Wrap Rocket Launcher and Paraffin Paper Time Machine, we bring you Tinfoil Hoverboard. Now you and your friends can trip the light fantastic without breaking the bank. Tinfoil Hoverboard. Look for us under the 76th Bridge Bypass.
All right. Thank you to our sponsors. Just one sponsor, though. We always say that we have multiple ones, but
just the one.
All right, so let's get into our next matchup here. It is my team, the Backdoor Hot Snakes, at 7-7, facing off against the 10-4 Fantasy Reapers. Did anybody else notice how Tyler suddenly changed his team emblem for the first time in a decade?
Right.
Or was that just me? It was very, very jarring looking at fantasy this morning.
Yeah.
All right, so same method as before. I didn't go over the current projections. You were projected to win by like 20 over the Corn Wieners. I am projected 152.7 to Reapers 147.
So, yeah, like a six spot.
Tight matchup here. I've got Josh Allen home against Dallas. Not a good matchup. Dallas is a great passing defense.
Yeah.
I don't feel amazing about it, but if the Bills want to think about winning, Josh Allen's going to have to do it. Austin Eckler, Breece Hall, are my running backs. They're both on the road, Vegas and the Miamis. Deebo Samuel and Amon-Ra are my receivers. Deebo at Arizona, not scared of that matchup. Amon-Ra, the Lions need a bounce back. So, come on, let's see it.
They better, right?
Same thing at the tight end. I've got Sam Laporta. Then in the flex, DeAndre Hopkins coming off a big game, and Mike Evans at Green Bay coming off a not big game. But Green Bay, a beatable defense, although not easy by any means. And then the defense I'm playing is the Bengals home against Minnesota. So getting to my bench, I mean, I think I'm pretty much out on the Steelers running backs. Jaylen Warren looked like he was going to be a big thing there for a couple weeks. And then the entire Steelers offense suddenly died.
When they just don't play him enough. I mean, they continue to Najee Harris things. So,
oh, and just a PSA, we do have Saturday games this week.
We do.
I just saw that.
Detroit, three of them.
Detroit Denver is Saturday, along with Bengals Minnesota. And then whatever the last one is. Indianapolis Steelers. I've got something and everything over here.
There you go. A little bit. A little here, a little there.
But the rest of my bench, I mean, there's not a ton here. I'm not seeing Jaden Reed starting over any of my guys because none of these matchups are super bad for me. Keaton Mitchell is a upside play, but again, I don't think I'm going to start him unless Breece Hall's questionable injury carries into Sunday for some reason.
And Jacksonville's been very good against the run, Blake. So I like what you're doing here. I think you have the optimal thing.
Yeah. The only question is Jared Goff in a you know, resurgence game against Denver. The Lions are at home, or Josh Allen at home also, but against a much better Dallas defense. I don't know. I'm not going to touch it, right? And I'm going to try not to tilt on it. So,
I mean, Denver's been very good defense too lately. So it's not, you go with the better player, which is Josh Allen. So,
all right. Why don't you go through Tyler's team?
All right. So Tyler has Patrick Mahomes against New England. Now I will say New England's been playing on the road. New England's been playing pretty good defense recently. They held Herbert to what? Two field goals a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Now, granted, he's been playing through injuries, but I mean, who knows? And Mahomes has not been good this year. Joe Mixon at home against Minnesota. Achan against the Jets. Jets, if you're going to beat them, it's tight end and maybe running. Devonta Smith at Seattle. Pittman, who's Pittman is very good here, better than Smith. Pittman's just going to get you 9 for 90 almost every time. Kelsey, fine. Tony Pollard at Buffalo. Zeke, newly acquired, finally going to play him after getting 20-some points last week against Kansas City, and the Dolphins against the Jets, which is a pretty good play. On the bench, he's got Ridley, who I would not obviously play against Baltimore. Marquise Brown, who's been garbage. Let's see what else he's got. Ford, he's hard to play in Chicago. He's playing really good defense. Hard to play. I mean, the Browns have been a really good defense, but they're playing Chicago, who's doing better, so I guess you stick with the Dolphins, and the rest is nothing. So he's also playing his optimal lineup. So, yeah, we'll go with Tyler first, right, because we already know what he's going to do.
Yeah, Tyler says he's going to take himself, not surprising, but he does think Deebo is going to go off. Deebo's had two great games in a row and poised.
Yeah, let's make it three. Well, and Arizona's terrible against all things.
Yeah, so I'm here for it. Obviously, I'm going to take myself.
All right, I'm rolling the dice. That's a three.
They'll be on the Reaper side. Rob, it's up to you to make it me alone on an island or to split this one down the middle.
I mean, you have the players that should win this matchup. Just based on the fact that he's 10-4, Tyler has gotten lucky several times this year. Who'd you pick in our matchup? You picked me.
I did.
I'm going to reciprocate and pick you.
Oh, I appreciate it. All right, so that's all we got.
Go hot stakes. This week.
Like I said, a short one. Next week will be the semis. That's finals, not semi-chubs, for those out there that were really confused by my statement just now.
Which will still be the same number of matchups, too.
Yeah, so, but maybe we'll have Tyler back. Maybe we'll have Tally on instead. But, you know, there's only one way to find out, and that's to get there.
Yeah.
Good luck for the playoffs teams. Fuck you if you're not in our playoffs. But also, at the same time, good luck on your teams that may be in other leagues' playoffs. You know, I'm not all-around bad guy. Just a bad guy if I'm playing against you.
Also true.
With that, Rob, you got anything else?
Nah. Huey, play us out.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.